Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the Baltimore Banner on the Window Nation guest hotline, let's welcome in, as we do every Friday, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. What's up?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing all right. Now, Carl Lawson added to the nest, if you will. Had a really good rookie year for out of Auburn for Cincinnati, then got hurt, never really duplicated what he did then. At this stage of his career, whenever he gets on the field for the Ravens, what are the realistic expectations for this guy, or whatever expectations they might have?
Just like probably being a replacement level edge rusher. It sounds like he's going to start on the practice squad. So, obviously that probably suggests where the Ravens think he is in terms of his ability to quickly get on the field and help this team. Certainly the 5 sacks last year suggest that he can maybe bring a little bit more pop than, David Ojabo, for instance. But, he was always kind of a non-factor against the Ravens. I don't know if that means that he was holding any of his good stuff back for once he actually got to the Ravens. But they just need warm bodies at this point. I'm sure he's going to be, whenever he's called up, I'm sure he's going to be an improvement over whatever Malik Ham would give you or whatever Kamon Rucker would give you. And, they're just trying to hold down the fort until Juan Ovadisa Isaac or Tavius Robinson or, player X in a trade deadline deal potentially comes available. So I think it's the kind of signing that's good for right now. And, it sure would have been nice to get him in on Monday or Tuesday so he could possibly ramp up, because this is a good offense, especially a good rushing offense that the Bears are bringing to Baltimore. But I guess that's just kind of how the deal came together.
Jonas, when you're out at practice and you look at Ronnie, does he look like, because I've seen a couple weeks ago, I saw a video, and they said, well, Ronnie's back at practice, but I mean, he could barely walk, so what's he look like going through the little time that you guys get to watch?
Yeah, obviously we don't get to see anything that's really close to representative of what you're going up against in a normal game-like scenario. But he looks good. He looked fine walking around the locker room, moving well in the kind of warm-up plyometric agility drills that they do. I think it was notable that Todd Monken yesterday, in addition to saying that they're excited to get Patrick Ricard back, they also excited to get Ronnie healthy. So, obviously, if he was at 80% in previous games and let's say he's at 90% now, it doesn't really matter, because he just seems like one of those video game characters who, if you, hit with the combo move, you could get down to 40 or 50% pretty quickly because of, where that ankle is. But I think you would much rather have him starting the game at 90% than, Joe Newboom at 100%, just because of where those guys are.
Hey, Jonas, do you think when you guys go in, Lamar practices a little bit more than he does when he's out there with you guys?
It's possible. When we were talking to Kyle Hamilton on Wednesday, he seemed almost surprised that, you know, Lamar was out there. Like he said, he didn't really see him running around. Obviously, that could be a little bit of a smoke screen, but based off everything that we saw and could record, I mean, it was, you know, it was Tyler Linderbaum snapping the ball to Tyler Huntley yesterday. So read into that, whatever you will. But, you know, if you look at just kind of the injury history for Lamar in years past when he's been a little bit banged up, you know, he's dealt with back injuries, knee injuries, all that kind of stuff. Friday has been the day where he has been full participation. So I think if he's not full participant today, then I would be kind of flashing that blinking yellow light that Lamar might not actually start, might not actually play on Sunday. But obviously if he's full go, then I think you would feel pretty good about his availability for Sunday, because that's also been the course of action for the Ravens when he has been banged up.
Jonas, listening to Monken and stuff, sounds like there's no changes at the guard position, correct?
I think that would be an accurate intuition.
Yeah, disappointing. Now, all right, we heard Zach Orr yesterday talk about that they spent the whole 10 days, you know, trying to figure out the, you know, pressure. What do you think they're going to do?
I think probably just the same thing that they've been trying to do, which is just like scheme it up, game it up, you know, get just use the sims, use the creepers, use the overloads, everything that is intrinsic to this Ravens pass rush DNA. Because like you don't have the dudes who can win one-on-ones aside from Kyle Van Noy. I mean, like, I don't think this Bears front is especially talented out wide. Obviously, they put a lot of capital, a lot of money in the middle of that line, but it's not like Travis Jones is beating the brakes off anyone as a pass rusher this season. So, I mean, the Ravens haven't been great blitzing. I think Caleb Williams has been a pretty productive player against the blitz this year. I think he's like top 10 success rate and, you know, has been able to find some guys open downfield. So I think you probably will see a relatively conservative, you know, blitz plan, just like we've seen at times this year. And they're just going to have to rely on outsmarting the Bears. And, you know, that's tough when it's a Ben Johnson-led offense. But we're going to have to, you know, reach deep into your bag of tricks and find ways to stress the pass protection plans. And obviously, that starts on the early downs, because this Bears rushing game is rolling right now. And it's really tough to rush the passer if every third down you get into is third and four or less.
Now, what do you think about the Bears' injury? Because when you look at their injury report, Swift hadn't practiced all week. Komet, you know, I mean, DJ Moore, who do you think is going to play for them?
Oh, I don't know, but I did note with interest that Tremaine Edmonds showed up on the injury report yesterday with an ankle injury. And, you know, he's their leading tackler with Pat Ricard coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I think it's fair to expect a lot more heavy personnel. And, you know, I looked into some of the stats last night, and this is a Bears run defense that has not done well when it's matched up against 21 personnel, 12 personnel. So you take their leading tackler by far out of the mix. Let's say that ankle injury is something he either aggravated or suffered in practice yesterday, and maybe that keeps him out of Sunday's game or just puts him in a very limited fashion overall. Then that could be a very, very big deal against this Ravens run game, even if Lamar is still limited as a runner. So I think that's interesting. Obviously, there's no Jalen Johnson because of his core muscle injury. Tyreek Stevenson, I think, was he also missing on yesterday's practice?
Yep.
That's possibly their top two cornerbacks. I think Kyler Gordon showed up on the injury report as well. He's, you know, their top slot corner. So that's potentially a very compromised secondary. And listen, you know, this Bears defense has been living off turnovers, but if the Ravens can just avoid dumb plays and find ways to, you know, get down to down success, down to down efficiency, then I think this Bears defense is there for the taking.
Now, Jonas, what do you think when you see Oway got two sacks in what, two and a half games?
The scheme.
I think he's probably very happy to play for a team that doesn't have to play from 20 points down in every single game. I mean, like, the two sacks were nice, but they were kind of classic cleanup, you know, classic cleanup sacks. I mean, I think he had one other quarterback hit, but
last night he beat the tackle and came around.
Yeah, but you know that the quarterback was getting flushed out of the pocket. I mean, listen, like, pressures weren't the problem for Dafe when he was here. He was winning with some regularity. It was just the Ravens didn't trust him. I think with good reason to play him all that often. I don't think LA has the kind of depth that where they can afford to stash him on the sideline for too long. I mean, obviously, I'm really happy for Odafe. He always treated us with respect. I think he's a very smart, intelligent, super athletic guy. But yeah, I mean, it definitely is a bit of a dagger to folks who maybe missed last night's game and are waking up to see that what he already has two sacks after zero in or one in what the 5 or 6 weeks that he was here in Baltimore, right?
Yeah, it was a zero. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Bat.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Jonas, last thing for you. Got the Bears Sunday, obviously. Then three on the road, Miami, Minnesota, and then Cleveland. And Vikings are scuffling right now. McCarthy could be back, but he's, for all intents and purposes, a rookie. 1-5. Long shot to get to the playoffs. 1-6. It's only happened once since the merger, and that was the 70 Bengals who were 1-6, 14 game season. What do they need to do over the next 4 weeks with three road games consecutive before the Jets come in the Sunday before Thanksgiving to have a realistic shot of at least getting to the postseason?
I mean, it starts with eight. You got to get your quarterback healthy. You got to have the guy who's the straw that stirs the drink back there. You got to, you know, get your run defense in order against this Bears rushing offense. And listen, you know, obviously it's so premature to look at some of the playoff odds and stuff, but it was interesting. I was playing around with the New York Times kind of playoff calculator last night, and they have the Ravens, I think, with 35% odds to win the AFC North and the Steelers at just over 50%. But, you know, let's say the Ravens take care of business these next 2 weeks. They beat the Bears on Sunday. They beat the Dolphins on Thursday. The Steelers, on the other hand, have two really hard games. They got the Packers on Sunday night, and then they have the Colts the week after. So, you know, if everything goes the Ravens' way, they could be 2-0 over these next 2 weeks. The Steelers go 0-2. According to that, you know, same New York Times playoff calculator, the Ravens would basically become the favorites in AFC North. They would have the 51% odds. The Steelers would drop down to, you know, 30-35%. So we are not potentially all that far removed from a potential paradigm shift here in the AFC North. You know, whether that will match the eye test or how everyone feels about this team moving forward is, of course, a whole other matter. But, you know, they're not that far out from being able to really put pressure on Pittsburgh. And it just starts on Sunday, and it starts with Lamar's hamstring.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, as always, appreciate the time. Have fun at M&T on Sunday.
Thanks, Jonas.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There's Jonas. We'll come back, whip around, talk about what happened in the world of sports last night. Some historic stuff for both the Colts and the Ravens. You don't want to miss that. The Keith Kavanaugh, TerribleTimes.com. Talk about Maryland football at the bye. They're 4-3. Indiana coming in next week, number 2 in the country, and get an update on Buzz Williams and that basketball roster. How are they looking? Less than a week, little more than a week away from Coppin down at CFG.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.